617 Eyes. Updates every 20 minutes from the Elephant Insurance Sports Desk. I'm Jerry Coleman on your home of the Terps, 105.7 The Fan.
Back to the Norris and Davis Show.
So Kenny and I are sitting here during the commercial break. We're kind of, minding our own business, so to speak.
Sure.
And just kicking around some things to talk about in the show.
Prepping for the next segment.
That's right. We're discussing what we're going to hit on in the next. And Andrew, one of our sales guys, rolls in, Costas Inn, which has a very warm spot in my heart and an even warmer spot in your heart because...
Yes. Yeah, I got engaged there. So that's a special place for me.
That's where Ken tricked his fiance into saying yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And it's a great story how you did it.
Well, yeah, Pete hid the ring in a crab. He put took one of their cold crabs and dressed it up to look like one of the other ones and sat it on top so that she'd grab it. And then when she opened it up, the ring was inside. So that was cool.
It's a good thing she knows how to open up a crab.
Yeah, I had to vet her first on that, but yeah. But he walked in with these massive crab cakes.
So Costas Inn, and it's... Ironically, I was down at Costas Inn on Saturday night.
Okay.
And I went with a couple of other couples who are, like you, Baltimore born and bred. Mm-hmm. So they came out of the womb learning how to eat crabs.
Sure.
And one of my friends has been there before. And so on the way down, we drove down together. He said, the crabs are awesome, crab cakes, everything. He goes, we got to get the shrimp because the shrimp is... Everybody talks about the crabs. The steamed shrimp is amazing. And my other friend who's with us, he'd never been there before.
Mm.
And they said, when was the last time you went to Costas Inn? I know it's been a while because of...
Well, distance. I was there probably 6 months ago.
Okay. So they said, and now I like crabs, but I'm not great at eating crabs.
Mm-hmm.
And
was he missing a finger?
No, but I've, unless you learn how to do it.
Uh-huh.
So my friend said that, and I'm not embellishing here, they were just amazed that... These are the best crabs he's ever had, yeah. And I'm certain he's had crabs hundreds of times in his life. Said this time of year, really fattened up. He just said they were, and the seasoning is amazing.
Yep.
So they brought us crab cakes, and they said, hey.
Get the rice pudding, too.
I've never had the rice pudding. I've had a lot.
Mom makes the rice pudding. It's fantastic.
So at any rate, they brought by crab cakes. They are enormous.
Yes.
They are packed with crab.
Yeah, no filler.
They are just delicious. You know, the crab cakes have won a million awards. When Michael Phelps was on the cover of Baltimore Magazine eating crabs on their crab special, he was eating Costas Inn crabs. Their crab soup just won an award, and I'm not kidding.
It's fantastic.
Well, my buddy that had never been there before said, this crab soup is amazing. And my buddy had been there before said, I never had the crab soup here. Crab soup is great. You get your crab. You know, sometimes you get crab soup and there's just kind of a little crab.
It's like vegetable soup.
Yeah. They have just lumps of crab sitting on top. It was really phenomenal. So they brought us by crab cakes. So a little friendly reminder here. If you are looking to get somebody a gift for the holidays and you're trying to come up with something creative to do, particularly if they don't live here, send them Costas Inn crabs.
They'll ship them.
Just go to their website, costasinn.com. They'll take care of that. If you subscribe to this inaccurate theory that, after Labor Day, the crabs aren't any good. You're totally wrong. When they say that this might be the best time of year, they're not kidding. For whatever reason, crabs fatten up this time of year.
No, getting ready for Christmas.
And if you still haven't figured out what to do with your staff for the holidays and you want to do something, they can come out and cater for you. They'll bring it to your office. You can go down there. They'll take care of you. We were down there and there must have been a party of 30 people having a party down there on Saturday night as well. It's like every time I go in, I see a table with balloons and stuff for parties. So I think we both highly encourage you and think very highly of
it. It's a Baltimore treasure. And you should try it, and if you haven't, you're missing out.
You really are. You really are. The food is, and even if you don't love crab cakes or crabs, the food is just delicious. Like Monica doesn't eat seafood.
Mm-hmm.
She gets steak, she gets chicken. It's great. So,
anyway. I've never had anything bad there.
And that is, I'm telling you, and we did get the shrimp. And that was the first time I had the steamed shrimp.
Oh.
And it was really good. So anyway, thanks to Pete, Nick, and everybody at Costas Inn for bringing that by. That's a nice surprise this morning. 410-583-1057 on the Order Up Hotline. So let's hear what's some of the things that are being said right now. Number one, Dan Duquette on the Chris Davis situation and whether or not sooner or later they might have to, you know, blank or get off the pot.